Hello, everybody, and happy Thursday to all you fine folks watching on Bally Live. There is beautiful Clover Park in Port St. Lucie, Florida, spring training home of the New York Mets and summer home of the single-A St. Lucie Mets. Today, we have game three of a six-game series between the visiting Jupiter Hammerheads, the Miami Marlins single-A affiliate, and the St. Lucie Mets, with first pitch coming up at 6:10. We welcome you in the broadcast booth now, Adam McDonald, joined alongside by Jake Rickard. Thank you so much for making the Mets and Hammerheads part of your Thursday night. We hope it'll be a good one. And Jake, so far for the St. Lucie Mets this week, it's been a fantastic series with the win 11-1 on Tuesday and backing it up with a 7-2 victory yesterday.
It's been a fantastic start for them. They're on a 2-0 start to go the series, looking to go 3-0. And the key for them now is, can they carry that momentum throughout the rest of the week? They've had the hitting going and the pitching going at the same time, which is something they haven't been able to do over the last couple of weeks to start the season. It's all going now. If they can keep that momentum up and really start to go forward, they have a great chance at catching up now here in the standings.
Mets have won five straight games here at Clover Park, and a welcome addition to the team this week has been Boston Barrow, the Mets' eighth-round pick out of a California high school last year. And earlier today, Jake caught up with Boston.
Thank Boston for taking time out of his afternoon to speak to the pregame show.
Clover Park in good shape these days. There you see we have the Port St. Lucie Softball Little League lining the outskirts of the diamond. Well, they'll be on the field when the St. Lucie Mets take to the field for tonight's game three between the Mets and the Hammerheads. Mets come into today's game with an 11-12 record, so win could get them back to 500. Jupiter came in on a seven-game winning streak, but the Hammerheads are now 15-8. Jupiter still leads the East Division, but only by one game over Daytona and Palm Beach. Daytona swept the doubleheader against Palm Beach yesterday. And you see the Mets started the week six back. They've whittled it down to four. It's getting tight in the East. Over in the West Division, it's a two-horse race right now. Lakeland 16-7, Clearwater 15-8. Those two teams playing head-to-head this week. Lakeland's won the first two games. Got some separation after that. Dunedin, Fort Myers, Tampa, Bradenton, all well under 500. Mets will face Bradenton next week over at Lecom Park. Games around the Florida State League today and in the Mets organization. We're the early game in the Florida State League. Everybody else starting at 6:30. Daytona at Palm Beach. Single game today. Daytona leads that series 2-0. Clearwater at Lakeland, 2-0 Lakeland in that series. Tampa and Dunedin, series tied 1-1. Fort Myers and Bradenton, series also tied 1-1. In the Mets organization, boy, what a day for the New York Mets. Big 7-6 walk-off win in 11 innings over the Chicago Cubs. Francisco Lindor with the game-winning hit. Starling Marte, 2 outfield assists at the plate in extra innings. Syracuse rocked Rochester 12-6. Former St. Louis Met Grant Hartwig gets the win. Brooklyn lost 7-1 with 6 runs coming from Aberdeen in the 10th inning. Game was tied 1-1 after 9. Jonah Tong, successful debut for Brooklyn. 5 innings, no earned runs, 7 strikeouts for Jonah in his first high A start. Hartford and Binghamton is scheduled for 6:05. Binghamton got swept in a doubleheader at home by the Yard Goats yesterday. Plate meeting happening right now here at Clover Park. Nuki De La Cruz for the Mets. Nelson Prada, second-year manager for Jupiter, managed Jupiter to its first ever Florida State League championship last year. Had a nice run in the second half and in the postseason. Home plate umpire is Cameron Jones relaying the pitches from the automated ball strike system. And Sam Harris is the base umpire. Starting pitching matchup features Franklin Gomez serving as the opener for the Mets. This will be his first start. He's come out of the bullpen in 3 different games this season. And he's squaring off against Brandon White, 24-year-old from Olympia, Washington, making his 4th start for Jupiter.
Well, Brandon White's had a great start to his season. 2-0, 2.87 ERA with 21 strikeouts. So he's been hot. Mets hitters will have to be ready to go to face off him. Meanwhile, Franklin Gomez, 5.06 ERA with 10 strikeouts. Had a couple of games where he's had a little too many walks, but he's got some great stuff that he can throw. If he can make sure that those balls get into the strike zone, he will be a threat for the Mets again today.
Gomez and the rest of the Mets have taken the field here at Clover Park, which means the national anthem is upon us. For that, we send it down to the field.
Ladies and gentlemen, at this time we ask that you please rise for the singing of our national anthem. Tonight's national anthem will be performed by Mallory Gatter.
And with that, it's go time for the Mets and the Hammerheads. Game 3 of a 6-game series. Teams meeting for the 9th of 27 scheduled games this season. Mets lead the current series 2-0. Season series is tied 4-4. Mets have a plus 20
run differential. You've got a 13-run win and a 10-run win in the mix. There is Franklin Gomez warming up for the Mets, serving as the opener today. No wins or losses this year, 5.06 ERA. He's only 18 years old from Venezuela. He is an extremely quick worker. And once he departs the game, it's likely to be Zach Thornton as the long man tonight. And for the Mets defense, Jake will spin you around the diamond.
Out in left field, going from left to right, it's going to be Mercado, Morabito, and Cuevas. And then on the infield from third to first, it's Colin Houck, Baez, Mosquera back on the infield. Out in left field yesterday, then Hernandez at first, and your battery is Gomez and Suero.
As for the Hammerheads starting lineup, got one change in there, as Jordan McCants is going to lead off again and play second like he has the first two games, but now JT Mabry is in the lineup. Again, you see he's hitting 320. This Jupiter lineup hasn't done much offensively. Maybe he will help. Jesus Hernandez bats third. Big Brock Vredenburg cleanup. John Cruz, fifth. Yarel Martinez, the former St. Lucie Met, sixth. Colby Shea down in the order to seventh. Bullard hitting eighth for the second straight day. And Sam Prater, who caught game one, was off yesterday, back in the lineup, batting ninth, catching today. The last remnants of the Port St. Lucie Softball Little League are making their way off the field. Down the first base side. Once that gate is closed, we will be able to play ball. Cameron Jones is ready. He signals for the first pitch. It's on the way. It is low for ball one, and we are underway. First pitch, 6-12. It's 82 degrees and partly cloudy at the ballpark tonight. Thanks for coming along. Let's make it a good one. As McCants flies one into right field, freezing Cuevas, who makes the catch. We're out number one on the second pitch of the game.
Well, you said it, Adam. Gomez is a very quick worker and getting a quick out here on just two pitches. Great way to start for the Mets.
Mets have been very good in the first inning of late, really all season, as Mabry comes up and takes first pitch, strike one. Second pitch, strike two. It's a nice game note. Mets on a really good run of getting out of the first inning with no damage. Ball is fouled back. For those listening on radio, 11 straight games for the Mets, posting a zero in the first. Nothing and two on Mabry as Gomez continues to work quickly. Ground ball right side, diving knockdown. The pitch over to first in time. Nice job by Ronald Hernandez. Didn't get it cleanly. Knocked it down, stuck with it. Hit his pitcher Gomez on the move to retire Mabry.
Really well done by the Mets defense. That was something they were working on earlier today on that infield, those balls that come in close and you need guys to cover. And Gomez did a good job as Hernandez made a nice stop on the diving play.
Hernandez, a catcher by trade, but all the catchers for the Mets this year have also played first base. As Jesus Hernandez takes one low. Chris Suero's played a bunch of first base, Vincent Perozzo as well, and Hernandez gets a nice stop there in the first inning. 2-0 on Hernandez.
It's always nice when you can have versatility from all your different players.
Pitch is a strike. Yeah, Jake, you mentioned yesterday that Diego Mosquera in left field made a very nice play. Now back to second base today. That's kind of how it is in the minors. Guys aren't quite pigeonholed yet at this level. Houck and Baez trading short and third base consistently, as this pitch is a high strike, and that'll make the count full. Gomez looking for a 1-2-3 start. Pitch clock with 10 seconds left. Delivers. Ground ball to third. Here's Houck across the diamond. Good throw. Hernandez stays on the base and make it 12 straight games for the St. Lucie Mets, not allowing a run in the first inning.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro League's All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Now let's get back to the action.
This gentleman got the trivia question correct. Mets beat the Red Sox in the 1986 World Series. Don't tell Boston Barrows, folks. There's the starting pitcher for Jupiter, Brandon White. Has had one successful start against the Mets already this season. He beat the Mets back on April 11th, his first game, 5 innings, 3 hits, 2 runs. Got plenty of run support as Jupiter won the game 11-6. As for the Mets lineup that he will face off against tonight, Mets lineup hot, 22 hits in the first two games of this series. It'll be Houck, Baez, and Hernandez to lead off. Peroso, Morabito, and Suero, the middle three. Chris, of course, on the 9-game hitting streak. Cuevas, Mercado, and Mascare, the bottom three. Mercado making his series debut. He homered in his prior game on Sunday in Daytona. Here we go with Houck, who hit the first pitch of the game yesterday for the Mets at the plate for a double. And today he will take a strike.
You mentioned the note, Adam, that the Mets have been really good at not having any damage during the first inning. They've been really good at getting damage done in their first inning.
For yesterday, they were off and running as Houck takes a strike. Nothing in two. Ground ball bouncing up the middle. That's going to be under the glove of McCants. It's a base hit for Houck.
Base hit.
That one just in the perfect spot where even if McCants is able to grab that ball, it becomes a tough play, having to go so deep almost into the outfield at that point to make that throw, and Houck, again, with a leadoff hit.
It almost seemed like McCants was struggling to find the angle there, and before he knew it, ball was out of reach. Oh, Houck, 3 hits yesterday, his first multi-hit game. And here's a hit from Baez. First pitch swinging. Here come the Mets again. First and second, nobody out in the bottom of the first.
I love the aggressiveness by the Mets here to start things off. They know they've been playing well. Their bats are hot, and you can stay aggressive and continue that hot streak. Why not?
That'll bring up Ronald Hernandez. Made a nice play at first base defensively in top half of this inning. Yesterday, 1-for-3 with a walk and a single. This happened in his final two plate appearances. First pitch, curveball at 72 miles an hour, finds the zone. Another curveball. Another zone finder, and it's nothing in two. That one came in at 70 miles per hour. O-2 pitch, and that's rocked into right field. Another hit. Elevated fastball will load the bases as Hernandez whacks it into right field.
Well, Hernandez saw two 70-mile-an-hour pitches. I think he was sitting fastball. As soon as he got that one, drove it right into right field. And how about the Mets? Bases loaded on the first three hitters in the first inning.
Vincent Perozzo had a three-hit game yesterday at the plate, looking to do damage. Pedal to the metal for the St. Lucie Mets this week. First pitch, big curveball outside. That one, 69 miles per hour.
Just goes to show you how good this lineup can be. You already have Hauk Baez and Hernandez on base. Perozzo, who's been hot as of late. And then you got Morabito and Suero, who are coming up, both batting over 300.
1-0 pitch skips in. That's a nice block by Prater. See, these two pitches, uncompetitive from White. It has to be demoralizing as a pitcher. You break off two really good curveballs, well-placed, get ahead of 0-2, and then absolutely smashed on your third pitch for a base hit. Can't bode well for his confidence. This ball is lined into right field. That's going to get down for a hit. In comes Hauk. Baez being waved home. He's going to score. Throw to third base is dropped by Mabry. The Mets are given a gift. It's a two-run hit for Perozzo. And Hernandez, who is going to be out by about 30 feet at third base, lucks out as Mabry can't get the catch.
There was no question he was going to be out over at third base, but Jupiter with a mistake defensively, and the Mets now have a two-run lead here in the first with still nobody out. But again, nice hitting by the Mets, staying aggressive. That last pitch high in the zone, but Perozzo sits back, drives it, and gets it right to where he needs it to be to score two runs.
And like you mentioned, Jake, now it gets tough because now you have the two hottest hitters on the team coming up. First in Morabito. He takes the slow curve at 70. He's got to be licking his chops. It's called a two-run single for Perozzo, and both he and Hernandez advance on the throw. No error assessed. Ground ball up the middle. That's through for a base hit for Morabito. Hernandez scores. Perozzo's coming in. He's going to score. 4-0 Mets right out of the chute. Morabito, a two-run knock. The Mets are blazing hot right now.
I mean, this has been a perfect start for the Mets. Single after single after single, and every guy getting on base, driving the baseball. It really just doesn't get much better than this. The Mets staying hot offensively.
Five batters, five hits, four runs, no outs. Here's a mound visit. Glenn Dishman out to have a word with White. Probably can't believe this is happening. Second straight day, the Mets score four runs in the first inning. Mets have now outscored their opponents 19-7 in the first inning this season.
And it's still a tough task here for White with now Suero, who's coming up, who's, again, batting over 300. He's got two home runs leading the team as well, so he's a deep threat.
Suero's on a team-high nine-game hitting streak. You know he wants to make it six straight hits to start this game. Morabito trying to steal Prater's throw to get him. That's not going to be in time. Stolen base for Morabito.
It's going to be his 10th stolen base of the season. Leads the team in that category. Morabito with great speed. Really hard to get him. Have to have basically a perfect throw, and that one just too high.
White's 0-1 pitch, taken letter high for strike two. White, gotta pay attention to Morabito. It's tough enough for White trying to focus on these hitters. Now he's got one of the best base runners and fastest players in the league to pay attention to out there at second. 0-2 breaking ball is tuck turn foul. Suero trying to bounce that over third base.
That was a good pitch from White. That one just falling out of the zone at the last second and forcing Suero to try and protect. Does get a piece of it, though, and gets to do it again here, 0-2.
Those folks just settling into their seats tonight. Treated to an offensive outburst. Fouled straight back. Fastball to 92.
Now, even when White is ahead 0-2 in the count, you have players fighting pitches off. Four pitches now.
O-2. That one's going to be skied into shallow left field. Backpedaling is Hernandez. He's going to give way to Martinez. Makes the catch. Ball was up in the air for a long time. Former St. Lucie Met Yarrell Martinez makes the catch for a desperately needed first out. And I go figure it's Suero. He makes the first out. And as hot as he is, he'll get plenty of more opportunities. Extend that hit streak to 10 games. Here's Cuevas. Now I wonder if Morabito doesn't try to steal third. One out. Cuevas, big rip and a miss. Strike one.
If there's anybody that can do it, it's certainly Morabito.
No one pitches inside. Well, certainly the defenders are paying very close attention to him. Shortstop Hernandez moving around behind him. Third baseman Mabry eyeballing him as well. Slow roller. This one's going to be cut off by Hernandez. Throws to first for out number two. Cuevas out by a step. Morabito down to third. That I think, because Hernandez was playing Morabito so close, that's the only thing that prevented Cuevas from getting a hit. That ball was going to head to the outfield.
6-3.
And you're right, because if McCants has to play that, I mean, that's a tough play to make. Even if he gets there, it's another one of those hard throws that we saw earlier in the inning where it just got under his glove.
Starling Mercado hasn't played since Sunday. Oops, that a pitch. Mercado hit the Mets' only home run last week in Daytona, his first. Oh, one pitch, a good block by Prater. You know, Jupiter wants to salvage something from this inning. And if they could keep Morabito from scoring after he was on second with nobody out, that would be a small victory for the Hammerheads early in this game. Fastball right down the pipe for strike two. This has not necessarily been a long inning for White. 23 pitches. That's it. He's only throwing four balls. He's already facing the eighth hitter of the inning. 1-2, and he gets a strikeout. Well, he settled down after Morabito's two-run single. Retired the next three, so White somewhat survives the first inning, but the Mets score four. Second straight day, Mets have a 4-0 lead after one.
Don't settle for loose or ill-fitting dentures. Now, get an exclusive all-new smile from All Smiles Dentistry using a team approach for a smoother implant process that results in a high-quality fit with a lot less time in the chair.
They took care of me like you would not believe.
Call today for a free implant consultation. Visit allsmilesfamilydentist.com right now for your all-new smile.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed right here at Clover Park on Saturdays throughout the 2023 season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Purchase your tickets now at the box office or stluciemets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all.
Whether we're miles away or 6 feet apart, we're closer than we've ever been. At Cleveland Clinic in Florida, we care for everyone, and safety is our top priority. From extra measures at all locations to virtual visits, we're here for you every day. For every procedure and treatment, for every visit with peace of mind, for every care in the world. Cleveland Clinic in Florida. Get the care you need when and where you need it. Visit clevelandclinicflorida.org/access.
This is Paul Taglieri, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Back now at Clover Park with the Mets leading 4-0. The keys to the game for today: play like you did Tuesday and Wednesday. Timely hitting, excellent pitching, and solid defense. As simple as that, one key. They've been great so far. Let's keep it up.
That's it. One key. That's all they need. We're nitpicking at this point if there's something that needs to be vastly improved, as this ball is bounced up the middle by Vredenburg. If you're the Mets, change nothing from Tuesday and Wednesday. And so far they haven't. Jake, we had three keys to the game on Tuesday. Mets checked them all. We had three more yesterday, checked them all. So they're on quite a streak here. Lefty-lefty matchup. Gomez throws this one down and away. Now, look, there's a long way to go in this game, certainly. 4-0 lead yesterday got a little dicey. And we got to 4-2 in the seventh inning. The Mets broke it open with three runs in the bottom of the seventh to put the game on ice.
Well, I think that's going to be the question for the Mets once they get back up to the plate in the second inning, is can they keep that offense rolling? They weren't able to do it. They didn't score runs again until the seventh. So would like to at least have a little more consistency at the plate.
Pitch is down. It's 2-1 on Cruz. And Franklin Gomez getting the spot start for St. Lucie. Normally a reliever. 2-1 pitch is grounded towards second. Mosquera is going to throw to first, second for one. The return throw in time. What a double play. 4-6-3. Mosquera to Baez, back to Hernandez. Getting Cruz in the nick of time at first.
It almost seemed like a late decision by Mosquera to go over there to second, but he's so good defensively. He makes a nice quick decision, gets the throw over there, and gets it to first in time.
That throw he made to second made that play because Baez had such an easy exchange. Had him right in the chest. I mean, if he has to reach up high or low or down for that, away, then there's not going to turn that double play. As Martinez has scuffled all week here in Port St. Lucie and has returned to his former home, looking at an 0-2 count. Gomez trying to send the Mets right back to the dugout, and he's done it with the breaking ball. In the blink of an eye, a double play and a three-pitch strikeout. Four pitches to net three outs. We'll go to the home second. Mets up by four.
Like a breath of fresh air, Wilder is making its debut on the Treasure Coast. And new homes are now available from the 300s. At Wilder, residents will explore their wild side and enjoy exciting resort-style amenities, park-like greenways, and a large lakefront recreation area. Learn more about this exciting new community today by visiting livewilder.com. It's time to live wild.
Every Saturday this season, the St. Lucie Mets will be sporting custom-themed jerseys that fans can bid on. Each jersey benefits a different local charity and will be autographed by the player who is wearing it. To bid on jerseys, please visit stluciemets.com/auction. And don't forget to join us for each of our themed nights. You can find the full list at stluciemets.com.
To those of you on the front lines, in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better. At Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Let's get back to the field.
Beautiful Clover Park. It's as pretty inside as it is outside. Mets leading 4-0 as we start. That is not Clover Park. That's Tradition Town Hall. We'll get there. Hey, there we are. Brandon White back to work. Righted the ship at the end of the first inning, but not before surrendering four runs on five consecutive hits, facing the only man he did not face in the Mets lineup first inning, Diego Mosquera. basically serves as a second leadoff hitter from the ninth spot. Diego Mosquera, thank goodness for him. Defensively at the plate, in a fine season. 1-1 pitch is fouled away. Well, the Mets got some bad news today as Marco Vargas, the number 2 rated prospect on this team, number 8 in the Mets organization, back on the IL, just can't quite get that wrist feeling right. So, second IL stint, still hanging around the team. That's the good sign. This pitch is strike 3 on Mosquera. But Vargas has only been able to play in 4 of the first 23 games. He's certainly a difference maker when he's in there. And you feel bad for him, for the team, for the organization, that he's not able to show off this tremendous talent, skills. But, you know, you got a guy like Mosquera who can fill in and has done a tremendous job. As this changeup comes into Houck for a strike. So hopefully Marco can get feeling healthy in that wrist and back into action shortly. 0-1 pitch is cut on and fouled by Houck. I feel like this St. Lucie, you know, the fans, they've kind of been robbed. See, we got a line for dollar night tonight. Yeah. $2 hot dogs and beers, popcorn. We'll get some of that popcorn up here. As Houck awaits the 0-2 from White. Outside, but you have, you know, Houck, last year's first round pick, the highest rated prospect on the team. And right behind him is Vargas. You got Hernandez, Boston Barrow now, Nick Morabito. As this pitch is swung on and missed for strike 3, Jesus Baez. All those guys that just rattled off are top 30 prospects in the Mets organization. It would be wonderful to get them in the lineup all at once. And then we're not even counting on guys like Perozo and Suero, who have been tremendous to start this year at the plate. A lot of potential here. Love to get Vargas healthy and back in there consistently. Well, White, he's certainly settled down. This is a new pitcher. First 5 guys get hits. Next 5 guys go down relatively quietly.
3 straight strikeouts now for White as well. So starting to pitch much better.
Next in a changeup during this stretch. And staying out of the middle of the plate. Maya's a single in a run his first time up. Fly ball, deep left field. If it's fair, it's gone. That is bye-bye baseball. Way out of here. Jesus Baez with his second of the year. And it's 5-0 Mets.
Well, just when you think things have settled down for White, here comes Baez, crushing one to left field. Nice job, keeps it fair. And he's got his home run of the season.
Cleared the boardwalk. That fans back of the boardwalk looking at that ball out there by the half fields. It's a tremendous power shot for Baez. His second home run this year, both against Jupiter. Had one down the road, Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium, week 2 of the season. Hernandez cuts on one foul. That's only 4 home runs coming into the series. They have 2 this week. Suero had a similar shot out to left in the opener.
This is a big run for the Mets as well. We mentioned want to try and stay a little more consistent compared to last game where they weren't able to get any more runs on the board till the 7th. Able to do that here with the home run from Baez.
Statcast numbers on that home run. Exit velocity 104.7 miles per hour, 411 feet. Would have been a home run in all 30 major league ballparks. Swing and a miss on a 3-0 pitch. 5.2 second hang time. 29 degree launch angle. payoff. Hernandez floats one into center field. On comes Shade. He can't get there, and he misses on the lunge. Hernandez is going to try to book it to second. Here's the throw. He overslides second. He's going to try to run away from McCants, who tags him out. Nice job by Yarel Martinez to back up the play in center field. It looked like Hernandez might have been safe at second if he didn't overshoot the bag. The inning is over. Not before Jesus Baez makes it a 5-0 lead with the long home run.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Keep up with the St. Lucie Mets this season by following us on our social channels. Use the handle at St. Lucie Mets to find us on X, Instagram, and TikTok. There you will find the latest and greatest Mets content like exclusive videos, game highlights, the inside scoop on Clover Park promotions, team information, weather updates, and more. Find us and like us on Facebook at facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And make sure to visit stluciemets.com, too. It's all happening on social media this season, so follow along and don't be left out.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water, so there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Welcome back now to Clover Park, where the Mets lead things 5-0 after a home run from Jesus Baez, his second of the season. Now getting back to work defensively here. His pitch fouled off. And the count's going to be 0-2 to Shade. Colby Shade 0-2 yesterday, batting .232. Does have 10 walks on the season. Well, Gomez has been really efficient these first couple of innings. And that's in there for a called strike three. So Shade goes down on strikes, and Gomez continuing his hot start.
Thank you, Jake. Wanted to make sure we got that Jesus Baez home run tweeted out. 411 feet to left, deserved it. But, yeah, you're right. Gomez putting on a clinic right now. Hauk, nice pick low. Good throw as well. That retires Bullard. Well, this is the perfect storm right now. You have a pitcher throwing strikes. You have a desperate team in Jupiter, which only has 3 runs this week, already down 5-0. Recipe for quick outs. And Sam Prater will come up. Gomez trying to face the minimum through 3 innings. And it looks like he's got a great chance. This ball is flown into center field. Morabito asking everybody clear out. And it's caught on a leap by Baez. Almost in trouble in the outfield, but Baez follows that home run with a nifty defensive play. If you blinked, you missed the top of the third. 5-0 Mets.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
The Mets are proud to offer affordable and flexible ticket packages so fans of all ages and families of all sizes can see the Mets of the future at Clover Park. Stop by the ticket office or stluciemets.com to purchase single-game tickets or a 10-game flex pack, all for low cost. General admission tickets start at just $10. Purchase our 10-game flex pack, which features 10 undated tickets for only $80. Groups of 15 or more can get an even bigger discount. Inquire with our group sales team at the ballpark. We'll see you at Clover Park in 2024.
Hi, I'm Chief Richard Del Toro of the Fort St. Lucie Police Department. In 2021, City Council voted to reduce the speed limit in all our residential neighborhoods from 30 to 25 miles per hour. The police department is committed to keeping our streets safe, and we will continue our traffic enforcement actions in residential neighborhoods.
Can you drive the speed limit? Because I walk in the dark to my bus stop.
I walk to school and you drive to work.
I like to ride my bike in the neighborhood.
This is St. Lucie Mets General Manager Treyer Van Allen, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Take another look at this last play. See, Gomez thought it was out right away. This was tough. Morabito clears out, and then you see Baez waving as well. So good communication, I suppose, there by those two. They both call for it, but it's a catch in the end, and I want to get every guaranteed out you can. Here's Perozzo. Two-run single in the first inning. Takes this bouncer from White. Let's lead 5-0, a four-run first. And a solo home run by Baez in the second. Perozzo, Morabito, and Suero this inning. Duo pitch laid in for a strike. What's on the line for the Mets tonight? If you missed the pregame show, they can get back to 500. At 12-12 with the win, they can win their sixth straight game at home. Oh, this ball is a tank out to right field. Cruz going back. He's going to leap at the wall, and he takes it away. Great play by John Cruz. That ball trying to cut through the teeth of the wind. Falls a hair short. Perozzo narrowly missing a home run.
I mean, you can't get much closer than that. Nice job by Cruz to make that leaping grab. And the wind, unfortunately, working against Perozzo on that one. And probably the reason it doesn't get out of the ballpark.
Pitch. A ball low. I'm trying to think of all the ballparks the Mets play in this year. That would have been a home run in probably most. Certainly Dunedin, Clearwater, last week in Daytona. Clover Park holds it. Nevertheless, a good swing. Perozzo hit that 107 off the bat, 36-degree launch angle. You think maybe if it's 34, 35, he gets it out of here. 339 feet. 2-0 pitch is a bleeder the other way by Morabito, and he has another multi-hit game. He had seven in the month of April, and he has his first here in May.
And even though you have the one out here by Perozzo, that one was a deep shot. Morabito picks up another quick single, so the Mets bats have stayed hot early in this game.
Morabito came in hitting 391 in the season, also leading the league at the 528 on base, 1.050 OPS, first in the league, now back in first place and hits with 30. Pitches a strike to Suero. Chris 0-for-1 at the flyout, looking for a 10-game hitting streak. Tough to do at this level. Pitch has flown into left field. Yairo Martinez on the move immediately. Makes a nice catch in the shade. Route number two.
Another well-hit ball by Suero, but that one just unfortunately a little too close to Martinez out in left. The Mets down to two outs.
Cuevas next. 0-for-1 at the ground out. Morabito running, and he will have to go back. Got a good jump. There's somewhat of a line of demarcation here. Top five batters for the Mets in the order have amassed 8 hits. The bottom four now 0-for-5. Breaking ball too high. The curve stays up. Arbeto will be checked on. Close, he's safe. I'm feeling that was coming after the attempt earlier.
He had the stolen base earlier in this game. You have the attempt just earlier on a couple few pitches, but
ball fouled away. Going back to that Perozzo out. Watching the replay of it on the research portal. As soon as that left the bat, the reaction by Brandon White was like, ugh, again? The wind saved him, and so did John Cruz. And that kind of night for White as he tries to gut through three innings here. Another pickoff attempt. It's number two the at-bat, so Nick can get a bigger lead if he wants. Yuki back to his roots, coaching first base like last year when he was bench coach. There goes Morbido. Prater can't get rid of it. Prater was all ready for it. He's popping up as he caught it. Just not comfortable with the handle. Morbido, two hits, two RBI, two stolen bases. People are going to start asking, when's it time for him to join Jonah Tong up there in Brooklyn? Just dominating the league. 2-2 is down and in. Full count. Pitchers tend to move faster than position players when it comes to moving on.
You never want to jump the gun too early, but when you're batting now over 400 with the two hits he's got today and as many stolen bases and how many categories he leads.
Rio pitches low. Cuevas will take the base. I'll make it first and second. And bring Mercado back to the dish.
It's a good question to be asking if you're a Mets fan.
Well, Nick was a second-round compensatory pick in 2022, the first in the compensatory round, 75th overall out of Gonzaga High School up in D.C. Got off to a late start last year, and he's going to break and then go back to third as this ball is sailed towards Martinez and left. Martinez makes the catch for out number three. And that will retire the side. No runs for the Mets in the third. One hit, one walk, no errors, two stranded. Three in the books. Mets lead Jupiter 5-0.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with the events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Hey, baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the Clover Park Concourse. Be sure to stop by the Corona Beach House in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly. Let's rejoin tonight's Florida State League game.
Good days to be at the beach. Good days to be at the ballpark if you're a St. Lucie Mets fan. So we get ready to start the fourth inning. Also a good day to be at the golf course. That'll be some of us on Monday. Here's McCants. He's going to square to bunt, and he pokes it foul. It's not come as a major surprise. Jupiter, nine batters through the first three innings, one hit, erased on a double play. Franklin Gomez has struck out two. Only 25 pitches through three scoreless innings. pitch is high. And while the Mets' offense has been fun tonight, the story of the game might be Franklin Gomez. Getting the Mets some length as a spot starter.
I mean, anytime you can come in and have 28 pitches and have a large majority of them be strikes and pitching this quickly, is that another one in there for a strike? It just makes a huge help to your offense.
2-2 pitch. Low for ball three. In his previous two outings, he's done really well in the first inning and then has scuffled in the second inning. But he had no problem the second or third today. 3-2 pitch to McCants. And it's fought off foul. That might have been ball four. When the Mets promoted Joe Natong up to Brooklyn after the series in Daytona, the Mets did not add a pitcher. 3-2 pitch. Outside corner. Called third strike. McCants can't believe it. With the ABS strike zone, had it in the zone. Leadoff man erased in the fourth. So, yeah, Jonah, you know, 18 and two-thirds innings through four games here, a couple starts, a couple relief appearances. So you're not replacing a ton of innings, but you're still replacing innings, and you didn't add a pitcher. So to get a lift like this from Gomez, awfully nice if you're pitching coach Jordan Krause. The ball and a strike, one out to Mabry. Grounded out in the first. Makes this sweeping pitch low, 2-1.
This is also really good for Gomez's confidence moving forward to have a great outing like this as he has so far.
Misses low with ball three, maybe working a little too quickly. Three-one to Mabry. Pops it up. Will this stay playable? Suero searching for it, and that's going to go right off the top of the net. Right off the break. A nice catch by a fan. But it's not Savannah Banana Ball, so it's not out number two.
Well, the wind again helped the Hammerheads because the wind doesn't blow as hard as it is right now. I think that ball stays in play. It's a tough play to make, but definitely would have had a chance.
Mabry in his first game this week. Undrafted free agent out of Middle Tennessee State post-draft last year, signed by the Marlins. 3-2 pitch, and he will take a bouncer for ball four.
Credit to Mabry, who took a couple of really nice takes in that at-bat, a couple of close pitches by Gomez, and I just hope that the Mets can do what they did last time when Jupiter picked up a base runner and pick up another double play.
Hernandez, the batter, he did ground out. There's one try in the first. Mabry, a good size lead, not running. Pitches down and in. We're ball one. 5-0 Mets, one on, one out. Top of the fourth inning. Game three of a six-game series. Ball into center field. Morabito racing in. Puts on the brakes. Makes the catch. That's out number two.
Exactly what you want once again there. Two quick pitches and a quick out. So another nice bounce back by Gomez.
And now he gets the lefty in Vredenburg, who has the only hit of the game for Jupiter, a single in the second inning. Quick throw over to first base. Mabry back.
Gomez just hit 40 pitches in the fourth inning, and we're already two outs into that. Just impressive efficiency.
Pitch is outside, and it's the perfect scenario brewing. You got an offense that has done nothing all week, down big early, pitcher throwing strikes. That's the recipe for quick outs, low pitch count. Another pickoff throw, that's number two. Now he's out for this at-bat.
I'm a little surprised he's been checking over on Mabry, excuse me, over at first, but you got two outs, and you've been so good.
Pitch is low for ball two. He's got such a humongous lead, first base, and undeterred by a lefty staring right at it. Duo pitch laid in for a strike at 89. Radenberg saws this off, foul, top of the net. Ball gets loose in the field, so we'll hold. Two-two pitch, runner goes, pitch is low, throw to second base, the tag, got him! What a hose by Suero. Great catch and tag by Baez as well, as Mabry is wiped off the bases.
I mean, what a throw from home plate here. This one had to be perfect because such of a big lead, and it was a great tag as well. Nice job by the Mets.
You see, Mabry didn't think he got tagged, but Sam Harris called him out. That's all that matters. We'll go to the home fourth. Mets up by five.
Tutto Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, you're invited to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission and parking to all Tuesday games, select Wednesday games, a free hot dog every Tuesday, and an exclusive Silver Slugger t-shirt. Packages start at just $50. Join the nearly 1,000-strong Silver Sluggers who root on the Mets from Clover Park every Tuesday. It's a golden opportunity for the golden age.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Now, back to Mets baseball.
Brandon White out for his fourth inning. First pitch is fouled back by Mosquera. All Mets so far tonight and in this series. Now outscoring Jupiter by 20 runs in the three games so far. 0-1 pitch is fouled away. So Jupiter in first place. That ball is going to get out of play. Jupiter in first place coming in. But you know, perhaps some smoke and mirrors in that. And they were 15-6 entering the series, but they had a low run differential. It was actually negative. Another ball popped up. Vredenberg doing a lot of running and a lot of running out of room. Jupiter right now in first place alone with a minus 16 run differential. There's only two other teams in the Florida State League with a negative run differential, and that's 6-17 Tampa and 5-18 Bradenton. For what it's worth. 0-2 pitch again, and that's tomahawked right into the mitt of Mabry. What a fantastic play he makes to the hot corner.
That is a fantastic catch. Has to leap up there and just kind of stab it back down. It was a hard hit ball. 98.7 off the bat.
Air Mabry. Tough out for Mosquera. Been a couple of tough outs for Mets hitters tonight for as well as things have gone. Rosso robbed of maybe a home run, at least the double by Cruz, and certainly an extra base hit taken away there by Mabry. So you go back to the top of the lineup and Colin Houck. Mets last place in the East, plus 19 run differential. That's second best in the division and top half of the entire league. And Mets have had some dominant wins, mainly against Jupiter. They've had some gut punch losses to Daytona. Two 2-0 pitches and therefore a strike.
And that's really been the thing for the Mets this season is the consistency. They've had those great games, but then they've also had those tough ones. But so far in this series, they've been more than consistent.
2-1 pitches swung on and missed. They had a four-game winning streak after they won the opener against the Tortugas last Tuesday. Currently on a two-game winning streak, but the first two games this week and this game tonight, I think they'll tell you, they're playing better now than they did in that four-game winning streak.
No question about it, especially with feels like the offense and defense clicking at the same time.
Now the pitching's been pretty much there from the start of the season. And look, single A, you're not going to have great pitching every single day. There's been a couple of losses in there. 11-6. 9-5. But for the most part, the pitching brings it every night. As Houck awaits the 3-2, and he will take ball four. Close pitch, but it was out, according to ABS.
As they say, Adam, baseball is a marathon, not a sprint. 132 games. You see Jupiter just came off that seven-game winning streak looking like a different team. Sometimes things just go up and down. But right now the Mets are hot, and hopefully they can carry it for as long as they can.
Jesus Baez working on a perfect night at the plate. Single and a home run up for the third time. White's pitch outside. These two teams played six times in Jupiter earlier this year. Jupiter won 4-6. Mets scored more runs than the Hammerheads, though, that week. Ballooned by that 14-1 run win on a Saturday night. Ball is popped foul overhead. Bradenburg at first base holding on, Houck having trouble seeing. It's that time of night. Throw, not in time. That was a good throw by White. He kept it low, about knee high. That'll help. Baez pops one up on the infield, drifting away as Mabry near the line makes the catch. Mabry's got both outs this
foul
inning. Foul out number two. And Ronald Hernandez also perfect tonight. Come to the plate. 2-for-2. He has really yet to get it going with the bat. Good to see a 2-hit game today. He takes his walk. He has good at plate appearances, but hasn't quite synced up to the level of a Morabito or Suero yet. There's not many can or have.
And the one thing that's been really helping him is those great patience that he's shown. 18 walks, which leads the team.
Another pickoff throw. How barely back in there. See Bradenburg holding on. Jake, did you see what Houck dove in there? Do you see the Mets game earlier today when Pete Crow Armstrong slid into second base for the Cubs, overslid, and had his helmet holding on the base? And they called him safe. And if the Mets had challenged, he would have been out. So if Colin's going to dive into first base there, make sure he's using his hand. Gary, Keith, and Ron were incredulous. They could not believe it, and they had never seen that before. Crow Armstrong oversliding second, has his helmet in his hand and the helmet touching the base. Tagged, called safe. Should have been called out. Replay review would have had him out. Oh, now Houck's caught between second and first, but he'll jog back. Prater threw to second, and Houck was able to make it back to first without a return throw. He didn't get far enough away.
You know, Adam, players starting to use equipment to their advantage, especially in Major League Baseball. You talk about that play. There was the play by Aaron Judge, too, where he slid into second and blocked the ball with his hand on the sliding mitt.
So a player can, you know, slide into second and have the sliding mitt, the corner of the sliding mitt on the bag be safe. But if he uses his helmet, which is another piece of equipment, that's not good.
It seems might be some time for some rule updates for the MLB. Those slotting mitts have become very popular in the last year or two.
More things that keep players healthy and in the game is always a good thing. Don't want a broken finger taking a guy out for a long term. Hernandez grounds out for the first time. That's a nice inning by White. No runs, no hits, no errors. One stranded, four complete at Clover Park tonight. Mets lead by five.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Orange and blue will look good on you, and you can find those colors at the Clover Park Fan Shop. Hats, jerseys, t-shirts, polos, shorts, sweatshirts, plus collectibles, and plenty more. Anything a casual or diehard Mets fan could want can be found in the Fan Shop. The Fan Shop is open on game days starting at 3 p.m. Tuesday to Saturday and 10 a.m. on Sunday. You can shop 24/7 online at stlucymets.com. Be sure to check back for special deals throughout the season. Now get shopping.
Best tailgate, brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and weights, dude. Subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dogs.
No, Dodger dogs.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you're talking burgers.
Seven-layer dip. Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke, come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day.
Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
Now let's get back to the action.
As we begin the fifth inning, it's Franklin Gomez still out there. Can he get through the inning and qualify for a win in his first start? A reliever used for one inning, two innings at a time. Trying to go five. Continue this great starting pitching run for the Mets, which dates back into the Tampa series. He misses outside to Vredenburg. Vredenburg was at the plate when Mabry was caught stealing. We got three straight lefties this inning. That would seem to set up nicely for Franklin. Two-one pitch, good slider, swung on a missed. Even count. Gomez came into this inning at 45 pitches. Super efficient. Vredenburg lays off the curve. Full count.
Adam, I found that play you were talking about with the slide.
Vredenburg strikes out swinging, so back-to-back innings. Full counts for the first batter, strikeout.
He took his helmet off.
Yes.
As he was running and then put the helmet. That is something I've never seen before.
No, and Gary, Keith, and Ron, who have been doing it for decades, had never seen it either. This ball is grounded out to second. Mascara fields, throws, and cruises out. Another quick inning brewing here for Gomez. And now he has Yerel Martinez. He struck out on three pitches against him in the second. And Pete Crow Armstrong, for those who don't know, that player who did that with the helmet, he was a St. Lucie Met. Swing and a miss. And Pete Crow Armstrong, he started the 2021 season with St. Lucie. Absolutely electric for six games. He was awesome. As the 0-1 pitch is high. And then we went up to Daytona, and Pete slid into third base trying to advance. He stole second, tried to go to third as the pitch went to the backstop, ripped up his shoulder, and was out for the season. And he never played again in the Mets organization. He was traded for Javi Baez later that summer. It's another quick strikeout and another easy inning for Franklin Gomez. Five shutout, one-hit innings. We're already halfway home at Clover Park.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
New in 2024 is the Friday Family Fan Club. For $48 per family member, each member gets a ticket to all Friday games, free parking for all Friday games, 25% off concessions and merchandise at all Friday games, a member pass holder card, and exclusive access to club-only events. That's a savings of over $150 per person. Sign up for the new Friday Family Fan Club at the ticket office or online at stlucymets.com. What a win for the fam.
Let's get back to the field.
All right, it's time for everybody's favorite segment, Booth Bites. Today we have popcorn. It's Dollar Night popcorn. Now there's some debate here. As we sent Philip down to the concession stands to get the $2 popcorn. And Phil's not really known by the concession folks, so we had Casey Blair, our assistant GM, get the popcorn. So we're not sure if this is the $2 popcorn or if it's a smaller one. But either way, this is a sizable bucket of popcorn. Jake's got one, too.
It's a great bucket of popcorn.
It's salty, good crunch, buttery. For $2, this is $2. Even if it's like $4, that's a... Fill it all the way up to the top for you. Pretty good deal. Going to make us thirsty, though. Pop up by Perozzo, and that's going to land on the dugout.
Well, the good news is, Adam, if you do get thirsty, you got $2 sodas as well.
That's true. 24-ounce fountain sodas. I noticed, Jake, you didn't say $2 Busch Lights.
Well, you know, I wasn't sure.
Yeah, maybe the last dollar night of the year we can try the $2 Busch Lights. You know, they cut off the beer at the seventh inning stretch. That's pacing to be pretty quick tonight, the way this game is chugging along. Perozzo takes this pitch. Well, Josh Knupp, our high home cameraman, just confirmed that this is the $2 popcorn. Look at that. We got camera guys doing research for us. Normally $6.50. What a deal on a Thursday night.
You got the great deals. You got a great crowd out here tonight at Clover Park as well. And it's been some fireworks on the field offensively for the Mets and the great defense.
Fans got to be happy with everything. In the stands and on the field. This ball is rocked into center field. Long run for Shade. He's going to get there. Maybe another wind knocked down ball by Perozzo. Robbed of a home run last time. That one looked solid off the bat, but would not find the grass.
That's the other takeaway from this game for the Mets, is even the outs that they've made, I mean, a lot of them have been hard hit balls that either have been taken down by the wind or just unfortunately right at the defense, but Jupiter, not many bad swings from the Mets today.
There's a shot into right field. Another hit for Morabito. He's 3-for-3. Stay hot, kid. This is an incredible pace by Morabito. He came in for that at bat over 400. Just going to keep climbing. That is his fourth three-hit game of the season.
He might be betting 500 by the time this game is over.
There is activity in Jupiter's bullpen. Yuri Montero has a strike delivered to Suero. So, Chris, there's the popcorn. Normally $6.50, but $2 tonight.
I would say that's a pretty good steal. And it's good popcorn.
Now they got to make a lot of it. That's for sure. Ball and a strike on Suero, seeking the 10-game hitting streak. Mets have 9 hits. He doesn't have one. Fouls back another. Yesterday, The Mets had 11 hits, and Morabito, who was on a 7-game hit streak, and the league's top hitter with the most hits, did not have a hit, but he had 3 walks. Pickoff play. Morabito's already stolen 2 bases. And he had 3 hits and 3 stolen bases in a game. The only thing might hold him back is literally Yuki. Not going, pitches outside. 2 balls, 2 strikes. You know, also tonight, Jake, you got great deals in the stands and the play on the field has been excellent. If you were smart about it tonight, you went to the St. Lucie Mets website, saw Twitter and Facebook, could have gotten free. Here's a stolen base attempt and Morabito's out this time. And that came on a curveball. Give credit to Prater getting that ball accurately and strongly there. That's about the only thing that's gone wrong for Morabito tonight.
He certainly looked it was going to be a close play at second, but just a nice tag made over there and a good throw. It's hard to get Morabito out, how much speed he has.
Fly ball into shallow center. Shade lines it up. Makes the catch, and the inning is over. Hey, Brandon White, 5 innings, 5 runs, doesn't sound pretty, but after that first inning, he pitched 4 more, allowing just the Baez homer.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Now let's get back to the action.
Oh, which one's it going to be in? Number 1, hope you guessed right. Well, did you get the helmet shuffle right? I didn't. I always pick number 2. Oh, well. No prize for me. We have a new pitcher in the mound for the Mets. We're going to stay with the lefty theme. Zach Thornton. He's taking over for Franklin Gomez. The 18-year-old Gomez. 5 innings, 1-hit ball, 1 walk, 5 strikeouts. He faced the minimum. Got a double play and a caught stealing after the only 2 guys got on base against him. Only 55 pitches. So the Mets, as Gomez strikes out 5, now up to 280 strikeouts on the season. Most among the AA, high A, and single A teams. Remarkable. They don't have as many as the AAA, but remember, AAA started a week earlier, so those guys have more games under their belts. Thornton on the first pitch he throws gets a fly ball, a chance, and it's going to be missed by Hernandez. He overran it. So Colby Shade will get another opportunity.
Well, round of applause to Gomez, who was absolutely fantastic. I mean, anytime you can go and face the minimum, 5 strikeouts as well. He was really efficient with his pitches. And hopefully he can continue that as he get deeper into this season.
Gosh, he's only 18, too. That's the scary thing for the opposition in the league. Here's a bouncer. This is a tough play, and it's off the edge of the glove of Baez, and Shade's going to think about second and go back. That'll be a base hit. So a couple of the near misses for the Mets against Shade. It's the second hit of the night for Jupiter.
That's a good hit. Tough play to make for Baez over at short. He has to pick it. He just couldn't quite get a good stab at it.
One on, nobody out. Thornton coming off his best game of the season by far against Daytona. As he misses low here. Thornton made the start in a Mets 2-0 win on a Friday night. Five innings, one hit, no runs, two walks, six strikeouts, and 71 pitches. Earned his first victory. He's fallen behind Bullard 2-0. Seen that in his prior outings, he'd have one or two things go haywire on him. Missed inside 3-0. He faced Jupiter in his season debut on April 9th. Surrendered seven hits and five runs. All that in the first couple innings. Ended up pitching four. So he got better. And later that week against the Hammerheads, two innings, a hit and a run, and a loss. Entered in a 1-1 game late. And against Tampa in his third outing, strike three pass ball kept him out there for a second inning that he couldn't get through. Put it all together last week in Daytona. We're looking for bright spots to come out of that series. He was certainly near the top of the list. And he lost him. Or did he? No. And now a throw. Now they have the runner caught in the rundown. Here goes Suero's throw. Back to first. Hernandez with the tag. And that is out number one. That looked like a ball. Jupiter thought so. The runner at first, Shea, just started jogging up to second. But ABS had that as a strike. Now we're going to need to see that pitch again.
I mean, that was an absolutely wild play. Looking at the ABS system on our end, Adam, it just caught the teeny part of that corner of the zone. It was like that one that happened to Nick Morabito on his strikeout.
3-2 pitches lobbed right in the mid of Mosquera. And just like that, two outs. What a change of events. It looked like ball. Yeah. Wiggly legs there. Jelly legs. No problem for Diego. That looked like ball four, take your base, first and second, nobody out. Two pitches later, two outs, nobody on. Swing and a miss from Prater. I mean, you want to talk about things going wrong for Hammerheads tonight. This is a chance for the Mets to face the minimum through six. Their three base runners have been wiped off. And that one, ABS system strikes in more ways than one. Two balls and a strike on Prater.
And that's one of those pitches that if it's not the ABS system calling balls and strikes, probably 100 times out of 100, that's called a ball. But because it just clipped a part of the zone, it's a strike.
I mean, I just saw it again. That's, I guess this is a strike too. You see, Prater necessarily agree, but the way it was caught and how high it looked, I really can't fault Shade. That's a learning lesson. With the ABS, you got to be sure. Here's a ground ball through the hole at short, and a base hit for Prater. Now, this inning would look a lot different not for that one computerized pitch.
It brings up that interesting discussion. So many people want the ABS system in the MLB, and obviously it's great when it comes to making every pitch just about perfect. We're looking at the video of it here up in the broadcast booth, and I mean, he stretched out to make that catch, Suero did, but it's black and white.
Let's see if we can go to the booth cam and see where this pitch was caught by Suero, as McCants is in an 0-1 count. Pitch home. Check swing. Can we take the booth cam after this pitch? See if we can't line this up. McCants grounds one to second. Mosquera will throw to first. After that will end the inning. We'll take one more look. You see, look at that pitch. Look at where Suero caught that. This was called a strike instead of ball four. And because of that, Shade took off walking to second, and the Mets got him in a rundown. Next pitch was an out, and that changed the tune of the whole inning. So we'll take a break. Mets lead 5-0.
Don't settle for loose or ill-fitting dentures. Now, get an exclusive all-new smile from All Smiles Dentistry using a team approach for a smoother implant process that results in a high-quality fit with a lot less time in the chair.
They took care of me like you would not believe.
Call today for a free implant consultation. Visit AllSmilesFamilyDentist.com right now for your all-new smile.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed right here at Clover Park on Saturdays throughout the 2023 season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Purchase your tickets now at the box office or stlucymets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all.
Whether we're miles away or 6 feet apart, we're closer than we've ever been. At Cleveland Clinic in Florida, we care for everyone, and safety is our top priority. From extra measures at all locations to virtual visits, we're here for you every day. For every procedure and treatment, for every visit with peace of mind, for every care in the world. Cleveland Clinic in Florida. Get the care you need when and where you need it. Visit clevelandclinicflorida.org/access.
This is Paul Taglieri, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Adam McDonald, Jake Ricker back with you, still munching on the popcorn, the $2 popcorn between innings. And in a surprise move, Brandon White's going to continue to pitch. 87 pitches through five. Yuri Montero was warming up last inning. He'll give it a go in the sixth, facing Cuevas. And he gets a first pitch pop-up. Hernandez circling around. Makes the... Oh, no, he didn't! No, he didn't! E6. He can't believe it. Neither can anybody else.
Well, it just continues the trend of things going wrong for the Hammerheads. You had the crazy called strike call and then the throw out. And now an error.
Why he turned the glove that way. Had it the wrong direction and not happy, and he shouldn't be. Been a bad night for Jupiter. Bad week. That's the first error of the game. Jupiter, 980 fielding percentage as a team. Best in the league. Here's a play from the first inning. Random one-off. Pitches down and in on Mercado. He's 0 for 2 in his first game this series. Now White's been pitching really well. Even that home run he gave it to Baez, shrugged that off. A solo home run usually won't beat you. First five batters of the day for the Mets all got hits. They were up 4-0 before there was an out. White has really pitched nicely since. Pickoff throw. His defense has made a couple of really nice plays, but not one by.
Credit to White. He's thrown 91 pitches, and even though he was down early in this game, he settled in nicely and fought back. That's tough to do.
Mercado, a big cut and a foul. Mercado showed opposite field power in Daytona. The long home run off the batting cage, well over the left field wall. Threw it up in the jet stream. Probably a home run anyways. It's only 317 down the line at Jackie Robinson Ballpark. 2-2 pitches inside, a full count. And this likely the end of the road for White, whether he gets Mercado out or not. This is the most pitches anybody has thrown in a game against the Mets this year. Runner goes, pitches hooked foul off the tarp.
doesn't seem to be any action in that bullpen, which tells you that if they did have it earlier, that the pitcher is probably ready to go and just waiting at this point for White to finish up.
And we heard earlier that Yuri Montero has already appeared in the series, might be out there. The other thing we did not talk about is how many pitchers have already been used by Jupiter in two games. Got to squeeze every out they can from White. He throws to first. And they used four relievers yesterday, and they used four on Tuesday. So White's already the 11th pitcher used by Jupiter this week. Three-two pitch. Cuevas runs again. Check swing foul. Now tomorrow, we're going to probably have extra viewership tomorrow and Saturday, as Jupiter is going to throw out Thomas White tomorrow, a lefty, and then Noble Meyer on Saturday. Noble Meyer was the 10th overall pick by Miami, and they gave Thomas White a lot of money, making them their second pick last year in the draft. And as this pitch is high, ball four. Mercado loves it. Down to first he goes, and the Mets threatening early in the sixth inning. Two on, no outs. Already up five. Here comes Nelson Prada, the manager, to make the pitching change. And White deserved better than what he got this inning after that drop pop-up on the first pitch off the bat of Cuevas. So White will depart. New pitcher coming in for the Hammerheads.
Like a breath of fresh air, Wilder is making its debut on the Treasure Coast. And new homes are now available from the 300s. At Wilder, residents will explore their wild side and enjoy exciting resort-style amenities, park-like greenways, and a large lakefront recreation area. Learn more about this exciting new community today by visiting livewilder.com. It's time to live wild.
Every Saturday this season, the St. Lucie Mets will be sporting custom-themed jerseys that fans can bid on. Each jersey benefits a different local charity and will be autographed by the player who is wearing it. To bid on jerseys, please visit stluciemets.com/auction. And don't forget to join us for each of our themed nights. You can find the full list at stluciemets.com.
To those of you on the front lines, in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better. At Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Let's get back to the field.
Well, hopefully you're listening on radio. We have some issues with our broadcast production. We're working on getting that back online quickly. Shouldn't take too much longer now. We have first and second, no outs for the Mets as Yuri Montero throws ball one to Diego Mosquera. We're in the bottom of the sixth inning. Mets have led since the first. Mosquera takes the ball down and away. Welcome back, everybody. Adam McDonald, Jake Ricker with you. Had a freeze in the broadcast there, but you did not miss much. Two pitches to Diego Mosquera from Yuri Montero, both out of the zone. It's a 2-0 count. Montero replaces the starter, White. Big bouncer out to second. The ball is dropped. Oh, it's a nightmare for Jupiter in the field.
E4
as McCants tried for the double play, lost the handle, couldn't tag out Mercado. They don't get anybody out. What a mess out there.
Was kind of snow-coned in McCants' glove, and when he tried to apply that tag to Mercado, it just flew right out.
And you go from a potential double play ball to no outs. Bases loaded for Houck. Two errors and a walk in the inning. And Houck is tied up on a high fastball. And the score is 5-0 at the moment. The Mets threatening to break this game wide open in the bottom of the sixth. Houck, a line drive, stinger down the line. It's fair. That's going to chase in two runs. Mascara's getting waved in. He's coming on home. Houck's going to third. It's a bases-clearing triple for Colin Houck and an 8-0 lead for the Mets.
What an excellent job by Colin Houck, taking advantage of the mistakes by the Hammerheads, and then he just drives that one all the way into the corner and showing off his speed. That's his third triple of the season by Colin Houck.
Leads the team in that category. What a week he's having. Putting in the work behind the scenes, paying off. Three hits yesterday, two more today, plus a walk. Two of those runs unearned. Here is Baez already having a big day with a single and a homer. He bounces one, and that's going to get into the glove of McCants. The pivot throw is good. Nice play by McCants to make up, trying to make up at least for that error earlier. He makes the really tough play after botching the easy one.
He was in so far that one almost got over his head, but you're right, a nice job to grab it and to make a good throw to first. It's been such a tough inning for the Hammerheads, who have run into some errors. Just all game have had some mistakes that have come back to bite them.
Pitch is fouled off. That one caught a piece of Prater, it looked like.
For St. Lucie, so far.
And
Cuevas, Mascara,
Cameron Jones will walk it out to Montero.
Cuevas, Mascara, unearned.
Hernandez, 2-for-3 at the plate. 8-0 Mets, one out, runner at third in the sixth inning. Mets out hitting Jupiter 10-3. First pitch, or rather next pitch, is swung on and missed. Jupiter has another pitcher throwing in the bullpen. And as we were saying earlier, you know, the next two nights, you got these two top prospects. Thomas White, number two prospect, and then Noble Meyer, number one prospect for Miami pitching. And these are young guys. They really got to take care of their arms. So I would not imagine they go deep into games. This Jupiter pitching staff is taxed. This pitch is low. And neither of those two pitchers I just mentioned fared particularly well against the Mets back at home. In the first series between these teams, 1-2 pitch is yanked foul. And Thomas White, 3 innings, 6 hits, 3 runs. He threw 80 pitches. Noble Meyer didn't make it out of the first inning in his start. Threw 36 pitches to get 2 outs. Those will be the guys Jupiter relies on to get back in the series. The 1-2 pitch is inside. Good save by Prater. Jupiter's top starter this year, Emmett Olson, was promoted up to high A Beloit before this series. Olson pitched 5 scoreless innings against the Mets at Roger Dean earlier in April. 2-2 pitch on Hernandez. And he grounds one foul again. Two pitch fades away for ball three.
Now Hernandez showing off his good eye that he has at the plate, working himself into this full count.
Foul tip for strike three. That's the second out of the inning. Vincent Perozzo will come up, seventh hitter of the inning for the Mets. 2 runs in this inning, unearned. Any other run would also be unearned this inning after this. Perozzo inside. Rosso today so close to being 3-for-3. A two-run single in the first, robbed of a home run, perhaps a double in the third. Nice line drive in the fifth that resulted in an out. Montero's 2-0 pitch is hit out of the reach of Hernandez. A base knock, that brings in Houck. It's a four-run inning for the Mets for the second time tonight, and they increase the lead to 9-0. Rosso's driven in three.
Umpire had to jump out of the way of that one. Stung right back up the left side. Nice job to drive in Houck to make it this another four-run inning. And the Mets taking advantage of the mistakes by the Hammerheads, which is so important to do, something they weren't always able to do early in the season.
Here's a ground ball. Backs up Mabry. Pivots, goes to second. Gets the force out there, and that's the first time Nick Morbido has been held without a hit tonight. It's now 3-4-4. Four runs score, only one of them earned. Mets have a commanding 9-0 lead through six.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Keep up with the St. Lucie Mets this season by following us on our social channels. Use the handle at St. Lucie Mets to find us on X, Instagram, and TikTok. There you will find the latest and greatest Mets content like exclusive videos, game highlights, the inside scoop on Clover Park promotions, team information, weather updates, and more. Find us and like us on Facebook at facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And make sure to visit stluciemets.com, too. It's all happening on social media this season, so follow along and don't be left out.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water. So there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stluciemets.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
And watching on Bally Live, fountains down in Tradition, Florida, a couple exits south of the ballpark. Great place to take the fam, watch, walk a dog, get a bite to eat, hang out. We resume play in the seventh inning with Zach Thornton pitching his second inning. Thornton facing Mabry, who is 0-for-1. This ball is fouled back. A couple of hits for Jupiter last inning, but an out on the bases again for the third time today. Help the Mets get through that inning. Here's a punch shot. Nice sliding stop by Ronald. He's going to run it himself and win the race. Look at that man go.
Showing off the jets on that one. Great speed. Nice sliding stop by Hernandez. He's made two nice plays down there at first base now. And again, Hernandez, a guy who's normally behind the plate, catcher by trade, showing off his skills as a first baseman.
Here's another Hernandez, the Hernandez for Jupiter. Jesus, who's 0-for-2. Ball is fouled away. This has really been about as lopsided a game as you can imagine. There's 9-0 score, you think, well, that's easy to tell, Captain Obvious, but even the simple plays, the tough plays, everything's gone in the Mets' direction. Won a game by 10-5 this week, and now up 9. This is really a demolition that's fouled away. And again, that's hard to believe with the way Jupiter's played. They came in on a 7-game winning streak and winners at 10 of 12. Kind of makes you question at this point the teams they played Fort Myers and Dunedin. As this pitch is swung on and missed, Hernandez goes down.
Oh, and even on the three hits that they have, all those hits have been end up being wiped out either by double play or we had the one called strike that turned into a rundown, and they've only had one batter above the minimum.
One and zero on Vredenberg, who's one for two today. Bouncer to first base, Hernandez spears it. Again, three and assisted. And it's a 1-2-3 breezy inning for Thornton. Two scoreless for him. Stretch time here at Clover Park. 9-0 St. Lucie.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
The Mets are proud to offer affordable and flexible ticket packages so fans of all ages and families of all sizes can see the Mets of the future at Clover Park. Stop by the ticket office or stlucymets.com to purchase single-game tickets or a 10-game flex pack, all for low cost. General admission tickets start at just $10. Purchase our 10-game flex pack, which features 10 undated tickets for only $80. Groups of 15 or more can get an even bigger discount. Inquire with our group sales team at the ballpark. We'll see you at Clover Park in 2024.
Hi, I'm Chief Richard Del Toro of the Port St. Lucie Police Department. In 2021, City Council voted to reduce the speed limit in all our residential neighborhoods from 30 to 25 miles per hour. The police department is committed to keeping our streets safe, and we will continue our traffic enforcement actions in residential neighborhoods.
Can you drive the speed limit? Because I walk in the dark to my bus stop.
I walk to school and you drive to work.
I like to ride my bike in the neighborhood.
This is St. Lucie Mets General Manager Treyer Van Allen, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Fans in the suite, fans all over the ballpark having a good time. An ounce crowd of 1,431 on this beautiful dollar night. Partly cloudy, nice breeze, temperature now in the 70s. Perfect conditions for baseball. As Chris Suero, what drama's left in this game? Chris Suero is on a 9-game hitting streak. He's 0 for 3. Mets have 11 hits. He does not have one. Pitch is fouled away, and it's nothing and two. Montero pumping 95.
It seems like Suero might be a little bit frustrated, too. I think he knows that what's on the line for him right now, trying to drive one. Hopefully he can settle down and get a nice swing off.
Three flyouts tonight, and he stays alive. Montero attacks him with the high fastball. Mets scored four in the first. At the Baez home run in the second. Four more in the sixth inning. Pitching has dominated. We are used to that. O-2, ground ball. Down to one knee, Vredenberg. He'll take it himself. Another three unassisted in this game. And Suero drops to 0-4-4. I mentioned it earlier in the broadcast, Jake, and I think I got cut off by some kind of weirdo play. But the fans, if you played your cards right and you brought five non-perishable food items today, you got a free ticket as part of Keep Port St. Lucie Beautiful Night. Those were the fans up there in that suite. So that was really a tremendous deal. If you get a five canned goods, ramen noodles, bring them in. Free ticket and get the $2 deals for hot dogs, beer, soda, popcorn. And you're watching the Mets romp over Jupiter 9-0. What a night. If you played your cards correctly. Strike on the inside corner to Cuevas, who's 0 for 2. Reaching on a walk in an air tonight, scoring a run. Inside for ball two.
Probably the one other thing to note in this game so far is the top half of the lineup has really done most of the damage for the Mets.
2-2, a bouncer the other way. Mabry stabs it, throws to first, two down. It's good to see the last inning, the bottom three in the order all came around to score. They got on with the help of Jupiter, but still scoring.
Runs are runs.
It's a game where really everybody's been involved. Swing and a miss. You even got, you know, Suero, who's 0 for 4 at the plate, has made a couple of really nice plays defensively catching, and he's catching a shutout. Oh, Mercado gets into one, deep into left. Trailing back Martinez, he grabs it for out number three. Willie Montero gets through the seventh inning, the first 1-2-3 inning turned in by Jupiter tonight. We head to the eighth, all Mets.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Hey, baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the Clover Park Concourse. Be sure to stop by the Corona Beach House in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly. Let's rejoin tonight's Florida State League game.
Game dominated by the Mets, 9-0. Zach Thornton, two innings of relief pitching behind Gomez. Face Cruz, fouls away the first pitch. Cruz, Martinez, a couple lefties, then Shade. Mets enter today 11-12, trying to get back to 500, which they did do when they won their fourth game in a row on a Tuesday night in Daytona. 0-1 pitch is a strike. And they were tantalizingly close to getting back over 500 until they lost that ninth inning lead the next day. And they slipped all the way to three games under. But they are closing in on getting back to that 500 level at 12-12. They've only been over 500 once this year, 1-0. They never got above 500 last year. A 1-2 pitch is outside. Two balls, two strikes to Cruz. Mets enter this week six games out of first place. They're poised to be just three back for three good days of work. As this ball is fouled away, and Jupiter, meanwhile, has to win tonight to stay in first place alone, because the two teams behind them are one game back and they're playing each other, so somebody's going to win. Swing and a miss as Cruz goes down. That is strikeout number two for Thornton, strikeout number seven for the Mets tonight. And taking a look around the Florida State League out-of-town scoreboard, how is that Daytona-Palm Beach game going? Well, it's 4-2 Daytona in the seventh. This ball is fouled away. Daytona yesterday swept the doubleheader 2-1 and 1-0. So Mets lineup struggled last week, and Daytona's pitching is really good. And ERA is well over half a run better than the next best team in the league, the Tortugas are. And Daytona's only allowed two more runs tonight through six. 1-1 pitch is swung on and missed. So if scores hold, you could be looking at Jupiter and Daytona tied for first, Palm Beach one out, and the Mets three out. That would be super tight through 24 games in this 66-game first half. Martinez takes one away. Martinez has struck out twice already tonight. A couple of nice defensive plays, but his former teammates pitched him well this year. Breaking ball, rolls it foul. Other games in the league, you have that matchup of the top two teams in the West, Lakeland and Clearwater. Lakeland up 3-1 at home in the seventh inning stretch. Lakeland trying to go up 3-0 in that series. Outside. Tampa's up 6-0 on the road against Dunedin. Tampa trying to go up 2-1 in that series. Bradenton, that's next opponent, hammering Fort Myers 8-0 at home in the sixth. 3-2 pitches popped up. Bradenton got off to a horrendous start. Still just 5-18. But there have been some narrow losses in there for the Marauders. 3-2 pitch coming to Martinez from Thornton. And another ground ball foul.
Zach Thornton has been great for the Mets since coming in for Gomez. Tough to follow, as great performance as Gomez had, but Thornton has been up to the task.
3-2 pitch, and this ball is finally put in play in a well-struck base hit for Martinez. One out single. He wins that battle.
For Jupiter, 24 Equus. 24 Equus in the bullpen.
Adam, our one key to the game today was do what you've been doing for the last 2 days. I think the Mets have done that and then some today.
This pitch wild gets away. Pitch. It'll be a wild pitch. And Martinez onward to second. Final line here for Brandon White, the Jupiter starter. He pitched 5 innings, 9 hits, 7 runs. 6 earned. He walked 3, struck out 3. Josh Eknis, we're told, is warming up in Jupiter's bullpen. Montero likely done, and Josh Eknis, probably the best reliever in this league, will be facing the Mets with a big deficit. Ground ball to third, short. Back in by Baez. Here comes the strong throw in the nick of time. Well done, as Shade is out. Martinez holds at second. Baez deep in the hole. You know he has a strong arm.
It could be a tough play to make anytime you're making that long throw from that third base general side over to first, but Baez does a nice job of not rushing it too quickly and making it on target.
Thornton trying to keep the shutout going. Goes low to Tony Bullard. Bullard 0 for 2 from the 8th spot. The ground out and a line out. Called strike on the inside corner. Tomorrow we say goodbye to the automated strike zone. Umpires will call their own balls and strikes. Teams can challenge the ABS system. And a couple of head scratchers this week. There usually are. 1-2 on Bullard. Oh, it hits him right in the thigh. Down to first he goes.
A couple of these throws have gotten away from Thornton as he's getting deeper into his outing, but overall has still been pretty solid, and he's got two outs to work with, so focus on the batter and try and end this inning.
Perfect scenario for the Mets. Thornton finishes out this game. The Mets use two pitchers while Jupiter again trots out several.
Only going to get tougher for the Hammerheads deeper into this series with how many pitchers that they've used throughout these games.
But I think Brandon White saved them today.
Brandon White helped.
5 innings, 96 pitches. You know, Montero gave them 2. Eknis will give them the 8th. That's 3. That's good. I think they would have signed up for that. That's how it turns out to be. As this pitch misses low. When you're in these 6-game series and you're using 5 pitchers the first 2 days, looking down the line towards the end of the week, and it can get hairy. So 1-1 is the count. Pitch is inside, 2-1. Not one time this year, Jake, have we really said to ourselves, boy, Mets later in this series or in this series, where are we going to find innings from pitchers? That's been the case in the past, but as this ball gets away from Suero, called the strike.
Wow, pitch. Under review.
2-2. What a luxury it is to, basically, if you're Yuki De La Cruz and manager Jordan Krause, the pitching coach, not stress over how are we going to find an arm, where are we going to get pitching from to finish this game, to finish this series. Two pitch coming to Prater. Strike 3, inning over. Thornton freezes Prater. 2 more strikeouts in the inning. Runner stranded at second and third. Shutout still intact. Mets will bat looking for insurance in the home eighth, up 9-0.
Tutto Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, you're invited to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission and parking to all Tuesday games, select Wednesday games, a free hot dog every Tuesday, and an exclusive Silver Slugger t-shirt. Packages start at just $50. Join the nearly 1,000-strong Silver Sluggers who root on the Mets from Clover Park every Tuesday. It's a golden opportunity for the golden age.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Now, back to Mets baseball.
Sun almost set. Twilight here at Clover Park, maybe just passed. Beautiful night for baseball. We dodged the rain on Tuesday and Wednesday. Looks all good the rest of the week. Unfortunately, no rain means no fireworks. It's too dry. Saturday night we'll have Star Wars night, no post-game fireworks. Those will happen at some point. Believe me, the rain's coming. Right now, beautiful weather for baseball. As we have a new pitcher, Josh Eknis, on the mound facing Diego Mosquera, the hard-throwing Eknis. First pitch fouled off to the right. Vredenburg giving it a look. It's out of play. A fastball at 97. Josh Eknis is the best relief pitcher we've seen this year. Probably the best in the league. He's tied for the league lead with his teammate Nigel Belgrave with 4 saves. He's only allowed 1 run in 11 innings and only 4 hits. He struck out 19. as this pitch is popped foul. And caught.
Anytime you want to face Eknis, it's when you're up 9 runs.
Yeah, we mentioned that in the key to the game a couple days ago. Lead late when Belgrave and Eknis come into the game. And yesterday, Belgrave came in, 4 batters, inning in the third, 1 hit, no runs, 9 pitches, 9 strikes, but the Mets were up by 5. And now the Mets are facing Eknis up by 9. And Eknis closed out 3 games against the Mets in the first 6-game series between these teams, including a 2-1 win on a Sunday. Dominant fashion. And he really can't hurt the Mets here as he pumps in a strike at 96. And Jake, we left that series in Jupiter thinking, well, when the Hammerheads come back to face the Mets at Clover Park late April, early May, he might not be with the team. He might be up in Beloit. 12th-round pick from the University of Houston. Guys like that who throw 99, dominate, usually don't stay very long in this league. Maybe when the weather gets better up in Wisconsin, they send him up. This pitch misses away. To Hauk. But this being game 3 of this series, the Mets are likely to see Belgrave and Eknis again as we go on to the weekend, as Hauk strikes out on the 97-mile-per-hour heater. Struck out number 20 for Eknis this year. He's among the league leader in strikeouts, and he's a relief pitcher. He's nasty. 2 up, 2 down. It's actually 6 in a row retired by Jupiter since Perozzo's RBI single in the 6th. Baez at the plate. Takes the slider for strike 1. Jesus tonight 2 for 4 with his 2nd home run of the year. Came back in the 2nd inning to make it 5-0. That one at 98.
Mile-an-hour sinker. I mean, that's coming in fast, and it's got great break.
Climbs the ladder at 95. Strike 2. One-two slider is grounded to third. Mabry across the diamond, gets the out. Eknis does his thing. Records another 1-2-3 inning. Sends this game to the 9th. The Mets 3 outs away from going up 3-0 in this series.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Orange and blue will look good on you, and you can find those colors at the Clover Park Fan Shop. Hats, jerseys, t-shirts, polos, shorts, sweatshirts, plus collectibles, and plenty more. Anything a casual or diehard Mets fan could want can be found in the Fan Shop. The Fan Shop is open on game days starting at 3 p.m. Tuesday to Saturday and 10 a.m. on Sunday. You can shop 24/7 online at stluciemets.com. Be sure to check back for special deals throughout the season. Now get shopping.
Best tailgate, brisket.
No, real football, y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings, dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you're talking burgers.
7-layer dip. Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke, come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day.
Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
Now let's get back to the action.
Zach Thornton aiming to close this game out and earn the Mets' first shutout at Clover Park. They had two on the road last week in Daytona Beach over the Tortugas. Jordan McCants set to lead off. Thornton stranded, two in scoring position in the eighth. First pitch low to McCants. It's been a good day, it looks like, in the Mets organization for the most part, as McCants looks at a strike. St. Lucie dominating here. New York Mets, a 7-6 walk-off win in the 11th inning against the Cubs. Syracuse, 8 runs in the first inning, coasting to a 12-6 win in Rochester at AAA. Binghamton leading 2-1 in the 8th at home over Hartford. And Brooklyn lost in extra innings today. Jonah Tong, 5 innings, no earned runs in his Cyclones debut. Pitch misses away, that's ball 4. JT Mabry will come up. He's 0 for 2 with the walk. Mets seeking to take the series lead, season series lead, on the verge of going up 3-0 this week. As this ball gets away, Suero can't find it, and finally does, but McCants up to second. And this will be a wild pitch. Now some work to do if the Mets want to get out of here with the shutout. That's to put the pressure on the Hammerheads early and often in this series. 1-0 pitch to Mabry, swung on and missed. Mets scoring 5 runs in the third inning Tuesday. They scored 4 in the first yesterday, 4 more in the first today. And not letting the Hammerheads come up for any air. 1-1, and that's a gap shot into deep left center. That's going to get down. Morabito will chase it. Here comes McCants to score. Mabry, an RBI double, and the shutout's gone. It's 9-1. Walk, wild pitch, RBI double. Jupiter's a long way from coming back in this game. Got to get 8 more before they make 3 outs. But I'm sure Jupiter wants to salvage something from this series. Montero pitched well. Eknis pitched well. The offense finally scores a run on a hit. And scored 3 runs first 2 games on an error, a wild pitch, and a sac fly. And we wondered if the addition of Mabry to the lineup would make a difference tonight, marginally, as he has a double and a walk. 1-0 pitch. That one sent into right center field, dropping in for a base hit. Mabry's going to get waved in. Here comes the throw from right field Cuevas. It's cut off. It's 9-2. RBI hit for Jesus Hernandez. A couple of runs before there's been an out made. And Jordan Krause will head out to the mound for a visit. 2 quick runs, 3 hits in the inning, or rather 2 hits and a walk. Lead still 7. No panic yet. But again, you want the good vibes to continue as long as possible. Reminder of what's coming up the rest of the week tomorrow. Kids run the bases after the game. Part of our Family Friday Fan Club. Each family member for $48 gets a ticket to every Friday game, free parking, 25% off concessions and merch. Any kid can run the bases after the game. Saturday, Star Wars night. Star Wars characters will be out and about. Mets will wear their special jerseys. And Sunday, Cinco de Mayo with the Latin-themed brunch. We'll definitely have that in the booth. First pitch, a ball low to Vredenburg as we resume play. Thornton had been on a really good run. 7 innings of scoreless ball until 2 have scored this inning, dating back to his last outing in Daytona. Misses inside. Two balls, no strikes. Check swing foul. This somewhat reminiscent of that final game at Clover Park in a series against Tampa. Mets led 8-0 early, got to 8-2, went to the ninth inning. Tampa scored a couple of runs, but never felt like the game was getting dicey. Mets won it 8-4 in the end. 3-1 to Vredenburg, and he will bounce one out to Mosquera, who's going to go to second for one. The throw back to first won't come. Baez eats it. It'll be a fielder's choice. That's the right decision by Baez. You throw that one, it gets away. They're giving away a free base, taking a double play out of order. Protect the big lead, get the guaranteed out. One away, and now a couple of lefties coming up. As Thornton gets a pitch that's hit into left by Cruz. Tracing back Mercado. He's got out number two. And now the Mets are an out away. And going up 3-0 in this series. And if a couple of games in Daytona had gone differently, Mets led four games in Daytona in the ninth, only walked away with two wins. They'd be really on the verge of first place right now, but even so, they might be sending a message around the league when they have dominated this week. Pitching, defense, hitting. This one goes low on Martinez. Ground ball to first. Here's the throw to first base and Thornton covering, and that'll do it. Hernandez to Thornton, the final out of the night. And the Mets dominate the Hammerheads again, 9-2 on this dollar night at Clover Park. St. Lucie Mets are back to 500 at 12-12, the 3-0 start to this week. And one more win this week, they'll have another series victory at Clover Park. Mets now three games out of first place. They're coming on strong, folks. From the happy high five line between second in the mound and the dugout. They've outscored Jupiter by 22 runs this week. 11-1, 7-2, and now 9-2, dominating from start to finish. Winning pitcher, Franklin Gomez. Losing pitcher, Brandon White. Thornton does get a save out of the situation by pitching the final four innings. Second time this year, Mets used two pitchers to get a win. Mets' first five batters all got a hit. They scored four runs before they made an out. Jesus Baez hit a long home run. Mets took advantage of some shaky defense. Colin Houck in the sixth inning made the Hammerheads pay with a three-run triple. And the Mets coast to the 9-2 victory. And Jake Rickert is standing by with one of the stars of tonight's game, Nick Morabito. Thank you very much, Jake. Mets win this game 9-2. We'll go to the post. We'll take a break and come back with the post-game show to wrap up this dominant Mets victory.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
New in 2024 is the Friday Family Fan Club. For $48 per family member, each member gets a ticket to all Friday games, free parking for all Friday games, 25% off concessions and merchandise at all Friday games, a member pass holder card, and exclusive access to club-only events. That's a savings of over $150 per person. Sign up for the new Friday Family Fan Club at the ticket office or online at stlucymets.com. What a win for the fam.
Mets Post Game Live starts now on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Welcome back to Clover Park. Adam MacDonald to be joined by Drake Ricker. Back with you from high atop the action. As you see, launch a ball going on down there. Throw that tennis ball into that tire, and if you do, you win half the pot. Not sure what the pot is up to tonight, but some monies is better than no monies, right? Mets win this ball game 9-2. We'll roll through the highlight package now as the Mets were off to a good start. Second straight game, they score four runs in the first inning. The first five batters all got hits. As we get ready to start that, there's a base knock into right field. That brings in Colin Houck for the first run of the game. That was Vincent Perozzo. Here was a chance for Jupiter to get an out. Instead, dropped by Mabry there. And the Mets had the bases loaded. Hernandez gets chased in on a hit by Morabito. And the Mets had their 4-0 lead. And Franklin Gomez, he was really dominant today, helped out by his defense. What a great double play turned by Mosquera and Baez. Perfect throw. Perfect feed by the Mets second baseman, Diego Mosquera, to Baez, and there's Baez doing it with the bat. A long home run, 411 feet to left field. Bye-bye baseball. Yes, indeed. That made it 5-0 in the second inning as the Mets continue just to dominate for Baez. That's home run number two of the season, both against Jupiter, one on the road. This one came at home, hit it over 105 miles per hour. Off the bat, Mets have a couple of home runs this week. Chris Suero had a 418-footer in the opener. Pop up into shallow center field. Baez doing it with the glove again as Mets played really good defense behind Gomez, who pitched five innings of one-hit shutout ball. Tough break for Perozzo. He was this close to a home run into the wind. Great play by Cruz. That would be certainly the highlight of the night for the Hammerheads. They didn't do much else. And then to end the game, Yerel Martinez bounces out to Ronald Hernandez, who had a really good day defensively at first base as well. Launch ball continues at Clover Park. Welcome into the broadcast booth, everybody. Adam MacDonald with you. It looks like Jake's still making his way up. That's okay. Oh, here he comes now. The star of the post game, Jake Ricker. Catching up with Nick Morabito. Franklin Gomez, five innings, one hit, no runs, a walk, five strikeouts tonight. Zach Thornton, four innings, five hits, two runs to close it out. As you take a look through some of the hitters, the first five Mets hitters all in multi-hit games. Houck, Baez, Hernandez, Perozzo, each with two hits. And then Morabito, who spoke with Nick, with three hits. Nick now hitting 411 on the season. And Jake, we've been calling for it for a while. The Mets pitching has been really good all season. Now the offense has arrived.
I'm really at a loss for words here. They've been so good over these last couple of games. It's been really nice to see. Offense is playing great. Defense is playing great. And especially when you got so many guys getting hot at the right times. Morabito, as you just mentioned, batting 411. Suero's hot. You have Baez with the home run. Everybody is doing their part and doing what they need to do. And now a three-game win streak, a huge start to this series for the Mets.
Yeah, Mets still in last place. But right now, how much longer? They're three games out of first. They're only one game, two games out of third to last, and it's tight. I mean, one through four in the East separated by just three games. And with the way the Mets are playing right now, they're dominating the Hammerheads. They have a series at Bradenton next week, and you know Bradenton's really struggling. So who knows how this is going to play out over the next few weeks here in May. But the Mets are off to a dream start this week after that rough series in Daytona, like a young team. to shake that off, win a bunch of games at home, and the Mets have done that. They are plus 22 run differential against Jupiter this week. And tomorrow, as we can let the masses know, David Peterson, Major League Rehab start. Peterson looked really sharp on Sunday, two innings in Daytona. He's going to get the ball as he continues to work his way back from hip surgery. So that'll be exciting for the fans here on a Friday night as the Mets look to go 4-0 on the week and win the series at the earliest possible time against the Hammerheads. Well, folks, that's going to do it for here at Clover Park. The Mets beat Jupiter 9-2 to improve their record to 12-12. Jupiter will drop to 15-9 and into a first-place tie with either Daytona or Palm Beach, whoever wins that game. First pitch tomorrow will be at 6:10. We expect more good weather. Airtime on Valley Live will be 6 o'clock sharp. That'll do it for this game, this post-game show, and this broadcast. For Jake Ricker, I am Adam McDonald. Thanking you so much for making the Mets part of your Thursday night. We hope all of you out there watching have a pleasant remainder of your evening.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the St. Lucie Mets and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the St. Lucie Mets.